Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for salacious stories, passionate prose, and filthy finger-looking good fantasies. Now, before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to mention something extra special that is happening next week. I'm doing live shows. Yep, live shows. No filters, no editing, just me and you. Now, this is a first for me, and because it's live, anything can happen. There's going to be impromptu, there's going to be fun. Let's make it a party. Now, because of the nature of the live shows, I have to know numbers in advance. You can go ahead and reserve your place before Thursday, the 17th of December, by visiting me at wilddesires.com. Now, the stories from the live shows will not be available anywhere else. But if you book a slot, then I'll make sure I send you a copy. You know, just so you have a memory of those moments together. Now you can know if you want even deeper pleasure, or perhaps unlimited satisfaction, then you can visit me at wilddesires.com and download your own free experiential erotic story just for coming. You know, this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed, so you might want to loosen any clothing now, or maybe be completely naked as you surrender to my story and give yourself permission to enjoy every word, every touch, every sound as if it was really happening. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time to let your inhibitions go. Your time for sensuous pleasure. As you close your eyes and take a deep breath and just hold it for a moment. And let it go with a sigh, letting all the stress of the week go as you listen to my words. And let my voice move over you. Helen sheepishly glances around the store, words from weeks ago rising in her mind. Her best friend's enthusiasm for her to rebel echoes loudly in her memories. That afternoon, when she had dared to break the rules, to do something, well, illegal. That day that had led to the best mind-blowing sex of her life. That day that, even now, brings a throbbing between her thighs and the glistening of wet desire to her panties. But since that, her sex life has vanished. She has tried with a couple of partners, but honestly it was disappointing and just so, well, vanilla. Helen knows she craves to feel that risk, that threat of danger once again. In truth, she craves him, her sexy cop. Really, she knows no one else will do. Over the past couple of weeks, she has amassed a collection of lingerie and adult toys, all stolen, in the desperate hope of seeing him again, but to no avail. She just had to get used to the idea he was gone from her life. In her heart, she knows she needs to move on. Without thinking, she slides a red, crotchless body into her oversized clutch bag. It wasn't as if she even needed it. She didn't stop to feel the sensuous red silk, or even ponder how it might feel against her naked skin, or maybe wear it for a man. Just before they fucked. sighing to herself as she takes one desperate look around the store, dropping her head in resignation of another failed attempt. Helen walks slowly through the sliding doors and out into the mall, pausing for a moment, trying to think of stores that she might just see him at. Helen shakes her head. This is stupid. She is a mature woman, for fuck's sake. Not some teenager with her first crush. What hold does this man have over her? Stamping her heels on the floor, trying to shake off the shackles of sexual frustration, Helen decides to head home.
Not so fast.
A harsh baritone voice echoes as she feels strong fingers grasping her shoulders. Turning slowly, suddenly hope rushes up her legs, turning the gentle warmth in her panties into a wildfire of desire. Before she has even turned to look at him, her pussy is clutching with need, the need to feel his cock inside her again, to taste him, to know the satisfaction that only he can give. Lifting her eyes to look through her hair, green eyes stare down at her. This isn't her blue-eyed sexy cop. Who is this imposter? Where is her cop? If she is going to be arrested, there is only one man for the job, as he guides her back into the store. His hands grasp her shoulder strongly, the movement of his thumb as it presses hard onto her muscle, creating sensations vibrating through her breasts. He is definitely strong. His firm grip attests to that. The fragrance of his cologne is undoubtedly manly. Helen gasps with reluctant desire as she breathes in that fragrance, her body awash with lust as this security guard escorts her through the store, his strong hands skillfully guiding her between the rows of sensuous lingerie, past the sex toys, and the large mirror windowed to a door in the far corner of the store. The thoughts of the salacious things he might do to her, the feeling of his body against her naked body, warming all her hot spots, sending pulses of electricity through her painfully erect nipples as they push at the lace of her bra, her panties somehow caressing her clit, teasing it. What is wrong with me? She muses. Do I have to get arrested to get this turned on? Do I have an authority fetish? Leaning over her, his broad chest pressing at the back of Helen's head, the heat of his body pressing along hers, turning her on even more. Shit! She can feel her wet pleasure dripping down her thighs, wishing now she had gone for jeans instead of a wraparound skirt. He must be able to smell her lust. For fuck's sake, she could. Watching his hand intently as it moves over her shoulder, punching a series of digits into the keypad at the side of the door, Helen feels another wave of disappointment. He didn't touch her. He didn't even try. For God's sake, he could have grasped her tits or something. Opening the door, he gives Helen a sharp push into the room, making her stumble and almost fall to the floor.
Get in the chair and don't move.
He snarls as he dumps her clutch bag on the table, turning it upside down, letting all its accusing contents of sex toys and lingerie spill onto the table. He turns his emerald green eyes towards Helen.
Well, haven't you been busy?
I'm willing to bet my left nut that none of this has been paid for, he says, scowling at her. The way he looks at her, the fiercely dominant tone of his voice sending trembles through her whole body, all culminating on an intense vibration on her clit. The sensation of her pussy clutching between her thighs overpowers any sensible thought she might be having, pushing her thighs together in a desperate attempt to stem the flow of wet lust escaping her panties. Helen just seems to intensify the feelings, her dampness becoming uncontrollable as she tries to sit still on the chair. But the thought of what punishment might befall her, should she move, just turning her on out of her ever-loving mind. Through defiance, lust, and discomfort, and squirms in her seat, inviting his punitive efforts. She needs to be punished. She wants to be punished.
Okay, if you don't sit still, I will have to cuff you to the chair.
He growls, his voice full of menace and the promise of dark pleasure. The thought of him cuffing her to the chair, turning Helen's lust into an impossible volcano. Like a brattish child, she wriggles dramatically in her chair, kicking at the ground with the heels of her shoes to accentuate the motion, forcing her thighs together, intensifying the sensation moving through her body, her wet desire burning a line down her thighs. Glaring at her, he snarls, "Right!" And with that, he grabs her arms, roughly forcing them behind the chair. With two metallic clicks, Helen can feel her wrists secured firmly, her desire pulsing deep in her core, her clit trembling. Yes, Helen thinks, at last, he may not be sexy comp, but he will do. The menacing guard turns away, walking to the far side of the room and retrieving his cell phone. He dials a number quickly while watching Helen squirm in the chair.
"It's Mark," says into the phone. "I need you down at Fig Leaves."
And then disconnects the call. Walking back toward Helen, lowering his head so their eyes are level, he studies her for a moment. A surge of petulance moves through her body as she kicks out with her free legs, her heel catching him hard on the shin.
"Fuck!" he growls. "You bitch!"
Grabbing two more sets of handcuffs from the table, his long fingers easily clasp her thigh through her skirt. Pushing her leg heavily down onto the chair, he kneels, grinning at her.
"I can feel your wet little pussy through your skirt. Guess you like being handcuffed."
Helen sighs. Alas, the penny has dropped. He forces her legs apart, handcuffing her ankles to the metal legs of the chair. His eyes trace a line up her body, holding for a moment over her breasts, her erect nipples pressing on her shirt, over her lips, holding her gaze as he pushes her skirt up, exposing her glistening thighs, the cold air in the room biting at her throbbing clit through the wet silk of her panties. A moan escapes Helen's lips as his thumbs roughly push at the sodden material, pressing hard on her clit as they hold each other's gaze, her body trembling with a desire that burns through her pussy. She gasps, her head rolling back. "Oh God, please fuck me," she whispers, her mouth dry with desire. Standing up, his heart tenting his pants just inches from Helen's lips, flicking her tongue across her dry lips, moistening them, knowing that beast of a cock will be in her mouth any moment now, wanting it to be there already. Helen closes her eyes as his large fingers clumsily release his waistband, the sound of his pants falling to his ankles. She opens her eyes again, seeing the monster of a hard cock straining his boxer shorts, just confirms her desperate lust.
"I thought you might like this,"
he says, his voice level and cold, as he releases a pulsing length of muscle from his boxers. Helen's eyes widen at the sight of it. The hunger to taste it, to feel it inside of her, tensing all her muscles in her core with furious need. Slowly at first, his hand slides up and down the majestic length of his cock, his long fingers straining around its girth, watching every vein in his erection pulse with desire as his hand quickens in pace, grabbing Helen's hair with his other hand. Twisting it into tight bundles, he growls,
"I'm going to come over your face, hot little thief. Your throbbing pussy doesn't deserve my law-abiding cock."
"Fuck no," Helen moans. "I need to be fucked. You can't do this."
"You think I'm going to put this beauty inside your dirty pussy, little thief? Think again."
he growls, the tip of his erection pulsing just in front of Helen's eyes. It burns an angry red as it swells in front of her, pulsing with his rising orgasm. Fuck, he's going to come and leave me needy and wanting, Helen thinks to herself.
Who the fuck? You can't!
He growls angrily as the door to the office swings open. His voice cuts off abruptly as an image of dark hair, intense blue eyes glowing in the low light, that police uniform that looks like the gods had poured him into it.
Release her. She's mine.
That sexy voice resonates around the room, creating a surge of lust that washes over her body as she watches the godlike figure stalk through the door, her pussy crying out for his severe intention. Without pausing, the security guard drops to the floor, releasing the handcuffs around Helen's ankles, and then standing and releasing her wrists, and rubs at her arms before standing and walking to stand next to her sexy cop.
Are you okay, baby girl?
He asks, his voice deep and full of possessive concern. Their gazes meet, electricity crackling between them, desire cascading down Helen's body as he moves his hand, pulling her hard against his firm body. A sensation of security, an unfathomable desire embraces her, the pulsing in her core feeling like a jackhammer as needs swell deep inside, as she slides the flat of her palm over his broad chest, succumbing to his blue eyes. She whispers, I am now, horny as fuck, but, you know, smiling up at him, hoping to appear at least playful and obedient. A cruel smile dances over sexy cop's lips, as he says,
normal then.
His eyes glistening with the promise of painful satisfaction, turning toward the security guard, his gaze hardens again.
Turn the chair to face the security window.
He growls in that intense tone that does nothing but make Helen tremble in pleasure.
Leave your pants,
he commands as the security guard bends to raise his pants. Now sit down. His voice tingling with passion. Handcuff yourself to the chair. Obediently, the guard sits and handcuffs his ankles to the chair and his hands together, awkwardly clicking the lock into place. Releasing Helen from his protective grip, he walks to the table with the spoils of her efforts spread across it. Pushing his baton through the lingerie and sex toys, he whispers, looks like someone wanted to be arrested. Quickly glancing back at Helen and winking, forcing a blush over her body. Well, maybe, she says, embarrassed at how easily he could see through her.
Put this on, he orders,
selecting the crotchless bodysuit from the pile of contraband. Gasping, Helen panics, looking at the large window overlooking the shop floor.
Free, baby.
No one out there can see and hear, or hear a thing. What we do in here is between us. Smiling gently, Helen takes the lace bodysuit and slowly unbuttons her shirt.
No, behind him. This piece of shit doesn't deserve to see your beautiful pussy until I say.
Helen pulls her shirt back across her lackluster cleavage before moving around the bound security guard. Letting her shirt fall to the ground, Helen releases her skirt before it joins her shirt in a pile around her feet. As she slides her panties down her legs, she suddenly feels a flush of arousal cascading down her body. She had never been comfortable being naked in front of men. For her, her breasts were too small, her hips too wide, and her stomach not as flat as she would like. But in front of this man, as his gaze moves approvingly up and down her body, that low growl of desire that burns in his chest just makes her feel more aroused than she could ever remember feeling. There was just something about him, about his demeanor, his voice, his eyes, that made Helen burn with desire. Sliding the lace lingerie up her body, adjusting her pussy lips so they fit perfectly in the gap, She turns to face him, his eyes widen with lust, forcing another wave of desire to move through Helen's core. Damn it, just the way he looks at her makes her ache. She knew he wanted her, but fuck if she knew why. Just as his eyes caress her body one more time, her pussy clenching with desire, her nipples pushing hard against the soft lace. And as she moves, the lace bites her nipples, turning her on so much. Looking down, she can see his appreciation, pushing hard at his pants. That beautiful cock was so fiercely erect beneath the material. God, she wanted to feel it again. Memories of that afternoon torment her core with need, to taste it, to feel it inside her. She needed to feel it filling her. All she could think of was falling to her knees and thanking him in perfect submission before taking every inch of him into her mouth. A tremble ran through her body just at the thought of it. Now let's show this piece of shit how to treat a lady in need. Taking her hand, he squeezes it tightly as he maneuvers her in front of the guard. Turning her, he pushes her against the security window, his body pressing hard against her back, his throbbing cock teasing at her ass from behind his pants. Helen closes her eyes as her pussy responds in perfect symphony, moving his baton up the back of her thighs, firmly pushing it between them. Forcing her legs apart, he traces the baton slowly over the soft skin on the inside of her legs, stopping just as he reaches her exposed pussy lips, and slowly sliding its cold length along her folds, the rough caress of the baton forcing her clit to throb even more intensely. Suddenly, he taps the baton against her clit forcibly, sending shockwaves of electricity through her body. As the gentle sting subsides, a warm glow burns through her clit, an aching desire swirling that just seems to intensify all the sensations created by being exposed to this man, by being submissive to him. As he stops abruptly, Helen opens her eyes, wondering why. Suddenly aware of the shoppers just feet away from their decadent theater, Helen feels her core clutch with need, strangely more turned on by this near public display. The women on the other side of the window, selecting lingerie and sex toys as their partners look on, none of them realizing what was happening just inches away behind the window. Grab your ankles, sexy cop whispers in her ear. Submissively, Helen bends over, her hands clasping her ankles. Turning, sexy cop pushes his baton under the security guard's nose. Smell how beautiful she is. Pushing it along his lips, he says, that's the closest thing you'll ever get to tasting anything that fucking sexy. Looking down, he laughs cruelly, mocking the security guard as he sneers. That beautiful cock of yours seems to be nothing but an old flaccid piece of meat now. With that, he stabs at it with his baton, laughing at his embarrassment. Finally, wiping the baton over the guard's chest, he says, your pathetic dick doesn't deserve to be near her sweet pussy. And turning back toward Helen, his hands roughly rub over the globes of her ass, his fingers grasping at the soft flesh, pummeling it, before sliding two long fingers between her cheeks, teasing her asshole, massaging it gently with the wet pleasure dripping from her pussy, before sliding a finger inside, rubbing those sensitive spots that electrify her whole body, thrusting gently in and out of that most secret place, tiring of muscle clenching on his finger before he slowly pulls it out, prolonging her desire, her agony, her need as he slides his hand further down, massaging the wet folds of her pussy, pulling them between his fingers, massaging her clit, pinching it. With excruciating precision, he rubs it between his thumb and finger, dragging a nail slowly along it, sending bolts of pleasure cascading through Helen's body. Lifting her head, Helen's eyes open widely as a moan of pure carnal desire escapes her lips. Staring at the shoppers through the security window, her pussy aching with a longing as she watches their faces, able to see every detail as sexy cop commands, widen your legs further. Of their own accord, Helen's legs spread further apart, struggling to get her balance again with the intense sensations moving through her body. Just as a broad hand crashes against her pussy, sending a beautiful burning sensation pulsing into her core. Moaning loudly as everything in her pussy trembles with the raw passion of this man. Another spank on the folds of her pussy, her body tensing at the wildfire of lust, making every nerve in her body come to life, the need to come intensifying with every punishing stroke of his hand. He glares at the security guard and growls, "This is how you treat a needy pussy, dickweed," before another painful thrash of his hands lands firmly on Helen's pussy, sending her desire into overdrive. Fuck, she could just come like this, she thinks as spirals of pleasure move over her body. Turning toward her again, he unbuckles his belt, letting his pants drop, before commanding, "Put your hands on the window, baby girl. You're going to need some stability. This might get intense." Before hammering without mercy into Helen's waiting pussy, her lips throbbing around every demanding thrust of his hard cock. Desperately, Helen pushes her hands against the mirrored window, her fists clenching tightly in response to the sensations moving through her body. The orgasm growing as his fingers grasp hard at her hips, pulling her back onto him, thrusting even deeper. Every movement of his beautiful cock rubbing so perfectly along her clit, tracing a glorious line up the wall of Helen's pussy, massaging that most private spot, her core clutching at every inch of his hard lust, tightening around him as she feels her orgasm spreading. Helen moans loudly as his cock trembles inside her, a growl rising up his chest as his body tenses. Suddenly, the warm avalanche of his pleasure explodes inside her, triggering her own orgasm, her body tensing as her hands grasp desperately at the sheer glass in front of her, trying to hold on to some stability. His cock still pulsing, he pulls out of Helen's pussy, his cum dripping down her thighs. "On your knees," he commands. Without waiting, Helen turns and drops to her knees, taking his still pulsing cock hungrily between her lips, her tongue salaciously tasting every inch of him. That beautiful cum continues to pulse into her mouth.
"That's it, baby girl, suck me dry,"
he moans, tasting every creamy drop of his pleasure as he forcibly thrusts in and out of her mouth. Out of the corner of her eye, Helen notices a lady adjusting her lip gloss in the reflective security window. Helen smiles around his throbbing erection as she massages his balls, forcing her lips along the entire length of his delectable manhood, her own lipstick smearing along its length. "Mine," Helen thinks to herself, as the last drops of his cum trickle onto her tongue. He runs his powerful fingers through her hair, holding Helen's gaze for a moment. He whispers, "Good girl," before moving his grasp under her chin, his still weeping cock sliding from her lips. Lifting her gently, he kisses Helen deeply, their tongues exploring each other's mouths, sharing that taste of warm pleasure that burns so deeply down her throat. Immersing in the pleasure of that deep kiss, they breathe each other's satisfaction deep inside as he pulls back, staring into Helen's eyes.
"Get dressed," he commands. "I need to take you in and give you a thorough interview."
Grinning mischievously, as she starts to slide the straps of her lingerie over her shoulders, the dress back in her normal bra and panties, he says, "Oh no, that can stay on." Smiling with that cruel, crooked move of his lips. Slowly getting dressed, her legs still trembling from the afterglow moving through her body, she asks, "Will you need to handcuff me?" Smiling, he responds, "Most definitely, but we will use mine." Turning to look at the pathetic security guard heaped in the chair, he continues, "We will leave him here for his bosses to find. Should teach him to fuck with my pussy." "Well, I hope that's there." Teased all those spots. And put you in the mood for some sensuous fun. Now, talking of fun, don't forget to go ahead and book your spot up for the live shows. It's going to be so wild, so raw, so natural, so intense. Just come over to wilddesires.com and grab your spot. So until I see you live at the live shows, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.